The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
There, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time once again for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, hippies and hipsters. Yes, that means it is time for our 2016 Winnipeg Folk Festival Primer here on the Twang Trust. We'll have all the hot tips for you, who you need to see, where and when you need to see them, and of course, where your best bet is to be to see the weekend's best Springsteen covers. Yep. Other cover opportunities too. There's some good ones. Plus, we delve more into the Ryan Adams infamous String Dusters incident, or soon-to-be incident, or lack of incident, or whatever it is. But anyhow, we've dug up the goods. Stay tuned to find out all the dirt here tonight on the Twang Trust.
By choice, there was red wine and white lines, blue smoke and good times. But when we all sang, we had us one voice singing, let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country or blues. Well, the sirens were screaming, the blue lights were flashing, I got me a ride in a humorless car. They read me my rights and they sensed my conviction. They said you shall be released when we know what you are. Well, the kangaroo court was now in session. Exhibit A was a blaring radio. They said, son, is it clear what is to be expected? I said, sir, your music ain't got no soul. Let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters and pick us a tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country or blues. Woody fed Ramblin' some old hobo chili, and Ramblin' fed Dylan 'neath a banana tree. And Guy and Towns made a stew down in Texas and brought the whole hog down to Tennessee. Hey, let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters, pick up the tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or blue. Let's all go down to the river at midnight. We'll swim muddy waters, pick up the tune, and we won't give a damn if it's rock, folk, country, or blue.
Windmill derrick wasn't much, but about halfway up in the derrick was a crow's nest. It's like this big around, and it's made out of barbed wire. Only takes two to make a murder of crows. Well, the crows, they go in there and catch baby rattlesnakes and have them over for lunch. Then line the nest with skin and bone. Skin and bones, skin and bones. Not far out. I've been trying to write a song about it ever since.
Far out indeed, Mr. Clark. Mr. Guy Clark making a little cameo appearance on the Twang Trust Song of the Summer this year. Yes, from Mr. Daryl Scott, Down by the River. We'll be hearing that one all summer long, and it sounds so good, doesn't it? And speaking of summer, the most summery thing that happens this season is upon us, the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It starts tomorrow evening with the big evening show. The daytime workshops kick in on Friday. But tomorrow night, let's see, what do we get to see tomorrow night? The Crooked Brothers, Dan Frechette and Laurel Thompson. The French pirate girl, I don't know how to pronounce your name, I'm sorry. Jim Bryson doing a tweener before the Sam Roberts Band takes over for the rest of the evening. So there you go, that's what you look forward to Thursday. I'm looking forward to Friday, though, I gotta say. Let's see, is this next guy playing Friday? Let me check my schedule. The schedule is up. You can get the PDF now, finally. Boy, that other thing they put up at first, boy, you can't even read it, can you? It's real annoying. I don't know. But the PDF is up there now. And I think you can get the app now if, you know, you do the cell phone thing. I have a cell phone. They gave me a cell phone. I'm working the Folk Festival this year. And they thought, no, we don't want any of you non-technological people hanging out here, so they gave me a cell phone. I still don't know what to do with it. I got to get my kid to show me the ropes before I get out there. But yeah. Anyways, just doing a quick preview here. I can't see that this guy's playing before Sunday. Actually, oh no, he is playing Friday. He's playing Friday at the Big Blue Stem Indiegogo. What's that all about? Let's see. Big Blue Indiegogo. Oh, that'll be a good one. That Jim Bryson is hosting that, along with the Paper Kites and Jennifer Castle. And this guy, another one of these wonder kids from Saskatchewan. His name's Andy Schaff, and he'll actually be coming back. Is it October or September or something? He's playing the Park Theater. So get a glimpse of him. You'll fall in love with him, and then you'll go come home after it's all over and buy a ticket to see him at the Park Theater coming up sooner than later. This is Andy Schaaf on the Twang Trust. Winnipeg Folk Festival Primer.
Then from the living room, I heard you calling my name. I found you smiling, asking me where I had been. Why'd you wait? Always see the worst in you. Do you always see the worst in me? Do I only see the worst in
You gotta to the moon. You drink that moonshine, you play that gambling game.
I'm drowning, pain won't go away. And in my cups, brown fills my brain, won't go away. These five yellow girls out on parade, asphyxiate. Still stuck in a cage, trying to ply my trade, won't go away. And I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. Am I just another runaway? Yeah. When shadows creep across my floor, won't go away. You've had enough, but still one more won't go away. My engine gun and thunderbirds ask for wanna race. Still trapped in a box trying to clear my name won't go away. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I done? The pain, am I just another runaway? Runaway,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. This Afghan Kush, we're bubbling, won't burn away. My moon, my queen, been gone since May. So I lie away. My easy death in ecstasy. My hands still shake. When my heart aches, I'm drowning. Pain won't go away. I'm afraid
your
love will blow me away. Am I down? Oh, cause I numb the pain. I'm afraid
your love
will blow me away. Am I down? Oh, cause I numb the pain. There was just another runaway. Runaway.
Cigarette has stayed on my coat, and even though I find it kind of gross, it somehow comforts me. The great thing about us is that we're practically the same, and you know that's what scares me the most. My heart's always traveled with me in my suitcase, and I guess I don't want to see it ending up in yours. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too.
Yeah.
and I both know a gypsy's heart can't settle down. So if you don't mind me asking, what do we do now? 'Cause I have to admit, even the highways don't look the same since you've been around. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too.
Smoking Lisa LeBlanc from her record Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted. You'll be able to pick that one up this weekend at the Folk Festival. I'm looking forward to seeing Lisa. Never seen her before. I've heard amazing things. And by the sounds of this little EP, well, I guess it's more of a mini album than an EP. She does have a full-length album, although it's all in French. There were a couple of francophones in that last set, but we had them speak in English just so we could tell what the heck they're talking about. Lisa LeBlanc there from New Brunswick, I think. They might both be New Brunswick, actually. I can't recall. But we also heard Les Hay Babies in there from their Folio EP with a cut called Horse on Fire. Not so good for the horse, but they sound pretty swell, huh? In between, we heard Mr. Sun Little. Yes, some blues action for you this weekend. Sun Little, not only is he a performer, he's actually more known as a producer and not in the rootsy vein so much, more in the hip-hop electronica scene, although he did some work with Mavis Staples as well. So nice to see him coming through as a performer. Check him out from his EP, Things I Forgot. We heard, and gosh, this is a long title, Your Love Will Blow Me Away When My Heart Aches. Yeah. And at the top of that set, Mr. Andy Schaaf and The Worst in You. Yep. All those folks playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival this weekend, all starting off tomorrow evening, and then the workshops start Friday. Now, we always like to pay special attention to where the best opportunity is to see some Springsteen covers. That's my favorite thing at the Folk Festival is covers. particularly Bruce covers, but, you know, just covers in general. We're awful fond of the covers. And there's a bunch of cover-type workshops and opportunities going to be happening this weekend, not for great reasons. I know the Sunday workshop, the final workshop of the day on Sunday at the Spruce Hollow stage, there's a whole slew of folks, and the title of the workshop is Under the Covers, a Celebration of Bowie, Clark, Haggard, and Prince. And there's like eight people listed, so some of them are only going to get to do one song, because some of them even have workshops following that, even going on at the same time. So they'll probably do one song and take off. But anyways, yeah. So there's going to be, you know, we like to keep track of who wins in the cover sweepstakes over the course of the weekend. So you figure Bowie and Prince, you know, particularly, are going to have a pretty good showing. But, you know, they may cancel each other out. We'll have to see. We're going to hear some potential covers over the weekend by just general folks and by Bruce. We've got it all worked out for you. But in trying to discover where the best opportunities to hear some Bruceness this weekend were happening, I discovered an act who I knew nothing about. I had just sort of written them off as, you know, the latest hipster band that I don't need to concern myself with. But I kept finding things on the internet comparing these guys to Bruce. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll have to pay attention. And it turns out they're right. Performing Sunday night, right after Lucius, who I'm looking forward to, we'll talk about them in a little while, is this combo. None of them have beards, which is nice. So we can't lump them in with, you know, hipster McBeardies. You know, there's that edge to it to some degree, but yeah, there's definitely some Bruceness going on. And I did see I did find an interview with the lead guy in the band. And the interviewer asked him what the last record he listened to all the way through was. And he said it was Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Now, these guys have not been known to cover Bruce, to my knowledge. I've at least couldn't dig anything up. But yeah, see if you don't hear something going on here. This is Lake Huron.
Yes, I know that love's like ghosts. Oh, if you have seen it, but everybody talks. Spirits follow where I go. Oh, they sing all day and they haunt me in the night. Oh, they sing all day and they haunt me in the night. Yes, I know that love's like ghosts. Oh, and what ain't living can never really die. You don't want me, baby, please don't lie. Oh, but if you're leaving, I gotta know why. I said if you're leaving, I gotta know why. Oh, I sing all day and I love you through the night.
See, a bit of state trooper action going on there, don't you think? That's Lord Huron. We heard three tracks from their newly released second album, Strange Trails. That was The World Ender. Before that was a bit of a I'm on Fire-ish kind of a thing called Meet Me in the Woods. And we started off with Love Like Ghosts. Lord Huron playing the main stage Sunday night. And that's their only spot. No workshop action from those kids. Don't know what their deal is. But, yeah, we're glad they're coming through. I'm looking forward to them. I like 2 days ago, I knew nothing about them. But all of a sudden, I'm looking forward to them. So, yeah. So stay out of my way. I'm going to try and get a spot to see them. I don't know how much I'm going to see. Sunday night's going to be nuts for me. I'm working the music tent this year. Did you hear? Did I tell you already? You might have heard. Yeah, I'm actually working. It's a paid gig. So I'll be in the music tent more often than not. That's where you can find me all weekend long. Hopefully I'll get a chance to head out and see some stuff. But yeah, it'll be fun to, schmooze and whatnot. I do, I've got my itinerary, though. I gotta see a couple of Springsteen covers. And I think I know where I'm headed. There's a sister group from England coming in called The Staves. There's three sisters. And if you check out their latest album, which is called If I Was. Now, the thing is, you got to get the deluxe edition. I don't know if they're going to have the deluxe edition with them. You'd think, me being halfway in charge of the music tent, I'd know if it was there. But no, I was sorting through stock yesterday, but it was all non-performer stock. Yeah, there's going to be a big, comprehensive non-performer section, classic folk festival type stuff. I was going through all that, so I don't know what anybody's actually bringing with him officially yet. Although I do know Ryan Adams has a huge Horkin box of t-shirts that I had to lift, and I hurt my back lifting it. So he's got lots and lots of freaking t-shirts. That's all I know. But yeah, so I don't know if the Staves deluxe edition of their new record is going to be for sale. But if it is, you'll be in luck because it's got this song on it. Jeff Robson's favorite Springsteen song.
Desire, while I'm on fire. soft gold and diamond ring. My home truck is the pain the living brings. Walk from the mountain to the valley floor, searching for my beautiful reward. Searching for my beautiful. On a hill, sacred light shines. I walk through these rooms, and none of them are mine. Down empty hallways, I went from door to door, searching for my beautiful.
Glory days, glory days. gonna drink till I get my fill. And I hope when I get old I don't sit around thinking about it, but I probably will. Yeah, just sitting around trying to recapture a little of the glory of. But time slips by and leaves you with nothing but boring stories of glory days. Yeah, they pass you by, glory days, in the wink of a young girl's eye. Glory days, glory days, glory days. Yeah, they'll pass you by, glory days, in the wink of a young girl's eye. Glory days, glory days.
Lay down your money and you play your part. Hey, Bob Dylan, I wrote you a song. Today's your birthday, if I'm not wrong. If I'm not mistaken, you're 50 today. How are you doing, Bob? What do you say? Well, it must have been about 62. I heard you on record and you were brand new. And some had some doubts about the way you sang, but the truth came through and loudly it rang. Yeah, you were hipper than Mitch Miller and Johnny Mathis put together. So I got some boots, a harmonica rack, a D21, and I was on the right track. But I didn't start writing until 68. It was too damn daunting. You were too great. I won a whole lot of Bob Dylan imitation contests, though. Yeah, times were a-changing. You brought it all home. Blonde on blonde like a rolling stone. The real world is crazy. You were deranged. And when you went electric, Bob, everything changed. A shock to the system. Out of commission, had a motorcycle wreck, holed up in Woodstock with a broken neck. And the labels were signing up guys with guitars, out to make millions looking for stars. Well, I figured it was time to make my move. Songs from the Westchester County Delta Country. Yeah, I got a deal, and so did John Prine, Steve Forbert, and Springsteen, all in a line. They were looking for you, signing up others. We were new Bob Dylans. You're dumbass kid brothers. Yeah, we still get together every week at Bruce's house. Boy, he's got quite a spread, I'll tell you. It's a 12-step program. Yeah, but we were just us, and of course you were you, and John Wesley Harden sure sounded new. And then Nashville skyline was even newer, and blood on the tracks, and the ringing got truer. And let's see, there was another one in there somewhere. Nashville's blood on. Oh, I got it. I got it. Self-portrait. Well, it was an interesting effort. Yeah, I had to stop listening. Times were too tough. Me being the new me was hard enough. You keep right on changing like you always do, and what's best is the old stuff still all sounds new. Yeah, today's your birthday. Have a great one, Bob. Being the new you's one hell of a job. My kid cranked up her boombox, almost groaned when I heard you screaming from her room. Everybody must get stoned. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Mr. Loudon Wainwright III. Yes, he's getting some big fancy special award from the Folk Festival this year. He gets the award for the only old person playing this year. Yeah. No, there is actually a few of them. I think Loudon's the oldest. He's in his 60s for sure, at least. I guess the Oyster Band is getting up there. And the dude, I guess the dude from Great Big Sea is getting up there too, Alan Doyle. Besides that, I think everybody's under 30. Well, Ryan Adams is actually over 40, but he acts like he's 12, so he doesn't really count, does he? No. Oh, my. Anyways, that was Loudon Wainwright III, and it was sort of Bruce-ness-y. Bruce got mentioned. That was Talking New Bob Dylan from Loudon's album History. Before that, his kid Lucy from a covers EP called Eight More. She had another covers EP before that called, I think it was called Just Eight? Or maybe Eight Covers or something? And then the second one was called Eight More. And on that, you can find Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart. Yeah. Nice little thing. We also heard Bajaboulette covering Glory Days. I remember seeing her do that one at the West End Cultural Center when she was opening for Josh Ritter. Were you there? That was swell. Badge is a big deal now. She's playing main stage on Saturday night. She doing any workshops? Let me see. Be nice to get up close and personal with Baja, wouldn't it? Let's check. Oh, yeah, she's doing a few. She's doing like 3 workshops. 1 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. So, yeah, plenty of opportunity to get in on that action. No signings, no CD signings for Baja, sadly. Couldn't convince him, no. And the CD signings aren't listed in the program, although they did make it into the app, I understand. So sorry about that. I'm partially to blame for it not being in the program this year. Feel free to kick my butt. And you know, I should tell you right now, this is a transitional year for the music tent. I mean, it's the first year I've worked. This is the first year I've actually worked, period, in a long time. But they've changed things, you know, and the tent that it's actually in, the music tent, is apparently like 2/3 smaller than it has been over the last umpteen years. So don't, if you're going to want to go to the music tent at some point, right? Go in the middle of the day. Don't go like after the workshops all end, which is when everybody goes, right? I mean, it's sort of the natural time you got to go. But, you know, even though there's not going to be that much less stock, you know, we're going to have it consolidated so it fits better in the tent. But the thing is, even if it's consolidated, even if there's less stuff to go through, there's going to be the same number of people. So I'm predicting a glut of humanity in the tent, particularly at the end of the workshops. So, yeah, just beware. I think there may be lineups to get in. That's what I'm predicting. So hopefully it doesn't get too ugly. We may have to, instigate the Sharpies on the wrist, you know, get a numbered line going and do it like they used to do the Springsteen lines for the GA setup back in the olden days. I don't know. Anyways, hopefully it doesn't get too brutal. What other kind of Bruceness did we hear in there? Oh, we heard local music. Dan Frechette covering My Beautiful Reward. Dan's going to be all over the place all weekend long. And we started it off, let's see, did we cover everybody? Yeah, we started it off with the Staves from England, from the deluxe version of their most recent album, If I Was. That was them covering I'm on Fire. And the Staves are doing a signing. I convinced them. Yep. Oh, what's next? Well, you know, Bruce isn't the only person going to be being covered over the weekend. It's always fun to see who wins the cover sweepstakes. There was, I remember the year, a couple of years ago, Paul Simon just out of nowhere just blew everyone away. You know, it's usually a matter of, it's usually a toss-up between Springsteen, Neil Young, and Tom Waits. One of those three guys usually wins. Now, with all the deaths that we've seen over the last year, what with Prince and Bowie and Merle Haggard, and who's the other one? Oh, Guy Clark. Although there's, I don't know how many of these young hipsters know Guy Clark songs. Probably not too many, I'm thinking. I'm looking, those four guys are being tributed at one particular workshop at the end of the day on Sunday. I can't see any of them doing a Guy Clark song. Maybe Martin Harley, who I don't know much about. But he seems to be, you know, of the folk, more of a traditional folky kind of a guy. So Martin Harley, see, even him, he may lean towards Merle Haggard. I don't know. I hope we get some Guy Clark action, though. But Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. There is a kind of a, I have a prediction for a left field winner of the cover sweepstakes this year, though. We played a song from the infamous String Dusters last week, covering a song by this band. We're going to hear Martha Wainwright cover them in this next set of music. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see who wins. But this next track, this is another one from Lucy Wainwright's Eight More covers EP. You can you could probably bet money she's going to do this one. Why wouldn't she, for Pete's sake? She's going to be in the hometown of this band.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. Sitting around in no jungle scape, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see him.
I got trouble, I got worry, misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dream till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Travis Good from the Sadies, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Wow, that station ID was actually recorded at the Winnipeg Folk Festival last year. Those were good times with the Sadies and Robin Hitchcock, huh? Remember that? Well, there's all kinds of fun going to be happening this year, too. We just heard some great cover opportunities. Who's going to win the cover sweepstakes this year? Pink Floyd might. You know, we heard Martha Wainwright in there doing See Emily Play. Last week, we heard the infamous String Dusters do Metal from Pink Floyd. Fearless from the Metal album, rather. And that was the infamous String Dusters there doing Tom Petty's American Girl. Mighty fine version of that. And Lucy Wainwright at the top of that set covering none other than Winnipeg's very own Crash Test Dummies Superman song. Yep. Yeah, how can she not do it when she's here, huh? It's a must. It's a must do. Boy, if you're into the Wainwright family, boy, Sunday is your day on the workshop schedule. I wish, man, I'm going to be so busy Sunday. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to see me hanging out in the merch tent. Sunday's going to be the day everybody leaves, so it's going to be busy checking everybody out and counting merch and stuff. But this hasn't happened in so long, but I think just about everything I'd want to see on Sunday, with the exception of the Jim Bryson concert at the end of the day, you could park yourself in the Shady Grove pretty much the entire day. I'd be totally happy doing that. And it would be a Wainwright smorgasbord. There they are. It's Keep It in the Family with both the Wainwright sisters and Loudon at the first workshop of the day. Then Andy Schaaf does a concert. Then the Wainwright sisters are back for their own concert. And then Lisa LeBlanc is part of the final workshop of the day, along with Jennifer Castle and Michaela Davis, who I don't know much about. But I do know that Michaela Davis is a solo harpist. So yeah, if you're into harp and not blues harp, what are the actual big things with a million strings on it? Check out Michaela Davis. That's going to be interesting, at least. They had to rent a harp from her, for her. It's hard to travel with a harp. I can only imagine, huh? You could, for what it would cost to haul a harp around with you, I think you could probably hire like a 7-piece band. Harpists, man, they got it rough. Next time you whine about your guitar being mishandled, imagine if you were a harpist. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the infamous String Dusters we heard there. And we heard them last week. We talked about them last week. Did you hear the show last week? You should go back and listen to it. We talked about Ryan Adams and the infamous String Dusters and the amazing coup that the festival had on their hands, and then they sort of dropped it, and it's a bit of a waste. But here's the thing. The infamous String Dusters and Ryan Adams have a thing. Ryan Adams' last show happened at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Colorado, where the infamous String Dusters were his backup band. Now, Ryan hasn't played since then, but he's on the verge. He's playing all kinds of festival dates, starting with Winnipeg. This is the first show he's going to be doing Friday night with his band, The Shining. But as it turns out, the infamous String Dusters are here as well. So there was a perfect opportunity for them to get together again. But they're playing at the exact same time. Ryan Adams will be on the main stage Friday night. At the exact same time, the infamous String Dusters are playing the Big Blue at night stage. They're part of that big bluegrass thing that's going on all night long at the Big Blue on Friday. So there's really no potential action going down between the two of them, except I think I figured it all out. Now, I have an in, right? I mean, I'm a fanboy with privileges this year. Number one on my list is to get my copy of Whiskeytown's Stranger's Almanac signed. Now, a few years back, two ex-members of Whiskeytown were actually at the festival, and I got them to sign it. Phil Wanchuk and Caitlin Carey both signed my copy, the deluxe edition of Whiskeytown Stranger's Almanac, the greatest album ever made. It is my plan, my goal this coming weekend to get this thing signed by Ryan Adams. Now, I don't know if I actually get the opportunity. I don't know yet if I should open it up to where Phil and Caitlin have signed it to get him to sign with them. Because if you know anything about Ryan, he's got issues, right, with this band and this album and just that sort of time in his life. He's got issues. If he sees their signatures on this, he may well, like, tear it up or throw it away or just refuse to sign it. So I may just keep it closed and get him to sign the front. But I could, if I do that, I'll just hand it to him, and he may open it up like those other two folks did and sign it on the inside where there's, like, more space. I don't know. It could be a bad scene. But on the other hand, I think I know exactly what all is going to happen. Hear me out. See if this happens. If this happens, and I know it's going to. I know in my heart it's going to happen. See, here's what's happening. After the infamous String Duster is set at the Big Blue at night, the whole bluegrass contingent that's been playing there all night is doing this tribute thing to the Eagles' Hotel California album. They're going to play the whole album in order, much like the Sadies and Robin Hitchcock did with the band Stage Fright last year. So they're going to, you know, it's going to be like a bluegrass take on it and all like that. But, you know, I was listening to Hotel California. You know, I mean, I have fond memories of it as a kid. I haven't, you know, played it in 40 years. But I thought, well, you know, I have good memories of it being like this classic record when it came out. So I went back and listened to it, and I was going to, you know, try and find some cool cover, but nobody's actually done any cool covers because, I don't know, it's, besides the title song, I don't know, the only song that really did anything for me was the Joe Walsh song, and that's just because it sounds like a James Gang outtake, you know? And I think me and Ryan are kind of connected in a certain way, and I think he would see that as well. But here's the deal. He's going to have the opportunity to go hang out with the infamous String Dusters after his set, right? Here's what's going to happen. Earlier, before his main stage set, I'm going to track him down, get him to sign my CD. He's going to open it up. He's going to look he's going to look at this thing and remember back. And you're going to see a single tear fall from his eye. And he's going to get remorseful and melancholic. And he's going to ask to use my cell phone, which, you know, I don't know how to use. I hope he knows how to use it because I won't be able to help him. But he's actually going to call Caitlin while he's signing my CD. And he's going to make arrangements to start the Whiskeytown Strangers Almanac reunion tour. And then he's going to go do his main set. He's going to scrap his set list. He's going to do nothing but Stranger's Almanac material as a warm-up, as a precursor to the tour that he has just set up with Caitlin Carey. And then at the end of his set, he's going to strap on a jetpack, okay? A jetpack. He's going to fly out over the crowd all the way to the Big Blue at Night stage, where the bluegrass supergroup has just finished Hotel California, the song, and they're going into the second song, and Ryan Adams is going to land on the stage just like Elvis Costello on TV on Saturday Night Live in 1978. He's going to stop the song. He's going to get everyone to stop the song, and he's going to take over the stage, and he's going to play the James Gang Rides Again LP in its entirety.
so familiar, never get enough. Talk about it all the time, just drop it. Damn it, and your pretty little ass says it all. I'm falling down from my cup to understand. Wait a minute, see the pieces don't fit this time. Well, yesterday's news is what I've been reading. See you at the comment. It's cause nothing's what you did. I can't stand to be under your wing. I can't fly or sink or swim. It's a lot like falling down. Standing up and I'm falling down. You're my cup till I understand. Wait a minute, see the pieces don't fit this time.
Hey folks, this is Caitlin Carey from Tres Chicas, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Baby, now we got that. You know we used to be my love. So take a look at what you've done. Baby, now we got that. Baby, now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made it really deep cut. And baby, now we got that. Bandits don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. Live like that.
comes cold. And baby, now we got the bad ones. You know I used to be mad ones. So take a look at what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad ones. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. We made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad ones.
Ah, there he goes. There goes Ryan in his jetpack flying over the crowd on his way to the Big Blue at Night stage to do all those James Gang songs. Yep. That's what's going to happen. You mark my words. Oh, I love that song so much. That's going to be the end of the set. Yep. Friday night, Ryan Adams. No, it's not. Oh, but I can dream, can I? Can't I? Waiting to Derail from the greatest record ever made, Stranger's Almanac, Whiskey Town. Yep. Oh, but they got bad blood. You know, it's true. Ryan Adams in his Taylor Swift album before that, Bad Blood from 1989. Isn't that what they called that thing? I don't know. I can't remember. He hasn't done any of those Taylor Swift songs live. So if you're hoping to hear one, not much. Not much chance. There's not much chance for you, and there's not much chance for me. You're not going to get the Taylor Swift, and I'm not going to get Stranger's Almanac. Assuming you want the Taylor Swift, I don't know if you do. Maybe you don't. I wouldn't mind some. But no, the only time he's ever played any of that stuff live, to my knowledge, was when he did three songs on The Daily Show when the record was first released. He's never played any of them at an actual concert. So, who knows? So if it happens, it'll be a special thing. Yeah. I wonder if he's going to make up a stupid-ass song. So do something dumb in front of the stage, and maybe Ryan Adams will make up a song about you. Maybe it'll be me. See, if I get him, I'm just going to be so obnoxious and tell him that this album, Stranger's Almanac, is the greatest record ever. And I'm just going to be stupid about it, and maybe he'll sing a song about me. That'd be fun. Oh, we also heard from that great record, Yesterday's News, and the song that he's going to stop the Hotel California show with and do, Funk number 49 from the James Gang Rides Again album. Joe Walsh. Yeah. I was a huge Joe Walsh fan as a kid, even before he was in the Eagles. I loved the James Gang. I even made a homemade t-shirt that said, "So What?" on it in tribute to Joe Walsh's solo record, "So What?" I thought that was such a great title. Yeah. Coming up to the end of the Twang Trust Folk Festival primer here. Thanks for sticking around. Hope to see you out there. Come by the merch tent. I'll be there more often than not. We'll see. See, the problem, me and Greg are going to be sort of running the show. And, you know, Greg says, "Oh, yeah, we'll be able to duck out and see the odd thing. You know, we'll have things we want to see." And the thing is, you know, Greg has good taste. So we're going to want to see the same damn things. One of us has to be there, pretty much. So I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to see. So go and see stuff and tell me all about it, you know. Illegally film it so I can see it later on YouTube. How much time we got? Oh, we got a few minutes left. You know, a lot of Wainwright action going on this year. Takes me back to one of my first folk festivals. I guess it was probably, well, it was either my third or my fourth. I know I went in 80 and 81. I don't know. I can't remember if I went in 82 or not. No idea. But I know I went in 83 specifically to see these gals, and I was so excited. And I mean, I don't know, I was a bit of an idiot. I almost didn't see them because they only did one thing. They did no workshops, but they did a big afternoon concert. But back in 1983, they had it in this big tent. They used to have this huge Horkin tent. It was like the biggest tent ever, and they would do like big things in it. And the problem was, I mean, tents are damn hot and sweaty, and it was a hot and sweaty day and humid and just gross. And it was just horrible conditions in this tent, and it was full. It was before, you know, I'd wised up to figuring how to work the system and get up front and stuff. I didn't get there early or nothing, and I sort of had to, I mean, I barely was able to, I actually had to sort of like crawl in under the tent. There was no way to get inside. It was so packed. Everybody was there to see the roaches. And, of course, the roaches, that's, now, whose mom? See, Martha and Lucy are there. They have different moms. Their dad is Loudon, but they have different moms. I think Martha was the McGarrigle sister's kid, and Lucy was Suzzy Roach's kid. I think that's how it works, isn't it? Yeah. Well, of course, Terry, Maggie, and Suzzy were the roaches. And they were the bee's knees, boy, in the early, mid-80s. And, here, listen to this song. This whole record is still so awesomely great. And it still holds up. And just check this. Listen to this song. Listen to these words. Nothing has changed since 1979. Nothing.
400-pound man. Who knows how many stones hang on to his bones? And you ask how come, but hey, look, his mother was a professional cook. When he was one, his father took off. It was a trauma that he never shook off. He was dealt that hand. My biggest fan. After the show, fans say thanks and hello. They proffer something to sign or deliver a glib line. And you know there's never any escape from the fan who wants to give you his take. But when all of those hounds have all done, in the dressing room there remains but one, and it's my main man, my biggest fan. Some fans, Harrison Stark, the big guy likes to talk. He knows every song, what's been good and biggest fan.
Bob's number one, and a runner up, that's Mr. Young.
still my biggest fan. But he's still my biggest fan.
Hey folks, it's Loudon Wainwright, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, are we ready?
You're still rolling.
This town television shuts off at 2. What can a lonely rock and roller do? The bed's so big the sheets are clean. Your girlfriend said you were 19. The styrofoam ice bucket's full of ice. Come up to my motel room. Treat me nice. I don't want to make no late night New York calls. I don't want to stare at those ugly grass mat walls. Chronologically, I know you're young, but when you kiss me in the club, you bit my tongue. I'll write a song for you and put it on my next LP. Come up to my motel room. The drawer, don't be afraid. I'll put up a sign to warn the cleanup maid. There's lots of soap and lots of towels. Never mind those desk clerk scowls. I'll buy you breakfast, they'll think you're my wife. Come up to my motel room and save my life.
Skin like the lid.
has come. The trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountains high. All the flowers are perfuming. Will you go, lassie? Go. And we'll all go together to pull
will you go, lassie?